Today, I want to talk about the Blessed Sacrament and humility. The 40-hour devotion is drawing to an end today, and no doubt it has been fruitful for all of us. God has opened his treasure chest, and graces has poured forth upon us all. Perhaps someone among you received the grace of conversion, some of you the grace to rise up from lukewarmness, and some perhaps did receive the grace to walk with greater zeal. But one thing is certain, no one of us will leave this place the same way as it came. But there is one more lesson that I want to share with you, and it is the virtue of humility as shown in the Blessed Sacrament. But first, there is such a thing as false humility, and these come in different shades. There is the excessive self-love which pretends to be humble, and this is found in people who want you to see how humble they are. They will give a lot of money to charities, and like the Pharisees, they want their praise to be sung on the streets. When they give, it is only to stroke their pride. For example, these people will help you only if you will become a success in the eyes of the world. And this false humility will be willing to help, like you see in the news sometimes, countries with billions, poor countries with billions of dollars, or if as long as the crowd is faceless. But once you put a face to it, then they lose interest. Concerning these people, our Lord said that they have received their reward. Oftentimes, this kind of false humility is an excuse to remain in sin. There is also the humility of those who think that they deserve a reward for their work. They will seem to say, "I'm humble enough. What is my reward?" These ones, they want a specific kind of penance, not the one God wills for them. And this kind are easily taken by surprise by a little taste from God. They would easily feed the poor or walk many miles for you, but would feel offended when offered a little insult or embarrassment. This is but pride in disguise. There is also the humility of self-pity. I've heard people say that because they have suffered a lot in this world, they will escape purgatory and they will go to heaven. They pity themselves so much that they think that God will certainly excuse them, whatever else their faults may be. It is well for these to know that suffering is nothing without grace. One does not merit by mere suffering. Merit comes with suffering if it is united with grace. But the humility of the Blessed Sacrament provides for us a remedy and a response for the false humility of the world. If you look at things from the point of view of God, we see the Holy Eucharist, we see the sacrificial lamb, but we also see God humiliating himself for us to become food for us. God the Father called from eternity for somebody to pay for mankind's sin, and God the Son promptly responds, "Atsum, here I am. And this prompt response to self-sacrifice is referred to in the Psalms, where it says, "Then I said, behold, I come. In the head of the book, it is written of me that I will do thy will." It is God also became food for us in the hope that someone among us will find in it the food for the journey. But this brings me to the question or the point of the sermon. Since God has so eagerly come to us in the Eucharist, we should be no less eager to receive him. The psalmist desired God as the heart desired the fountain of water. We should have the same kind of desire for the Blessed Sacrament, taking in as much as we can, not fearing excess, for God will increase the desire when he finds the need for it. We should kneel before our Lord like St. Mary Magdalene, for every day should remind us of that day when, like her, we were delivered from sin. Why should we hold back from him who did not hold anything back from us? Our humility, therefore, is not such as would please the world. Nor is it born of self-pity. It is rather based on the knowledge that God alone can fill our hearts sufficiently. Some centuries ago, Jansenism tried to put a limit to our love for God by telling us not to do too much. Today, sadly, the only limit to our love for God is from ourselves. There is a sort of pride that makes one think he does not need Christ in the Holy Eucharist. This pride makes one to sin, and sin is nothing else than an independence or a perceived independence from God. But I'm sure that your heart, so filled as it is with the love of God, has told you over and over again that it cannot do without God in the Holy Eucharist. That in fact is the reason why you cover long distances to come here. There is really nothing like our God, this God who is hidden in the Blessed Sacrament, and this God who comes to us when we know that we don't deserve him. This is the God we must eagerly come to meet. If we, therefore, are to enjoy him, we must receive him into a humble and an emptied heart, like the centurion who said, "Domine non sum dignus," "Lord, I am not worthy to receive you." Or like the prodigal son who said to his father, "I am not worthy to be called thy son." For, my dear faithful, it is when we see how unworthy we are to receive him into our soul, then it is that he is most inclined to look upon us with his life-giving gaze. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.